The Theatre Royal in Waterford is about to witness something it hasn't seen for quite a while, the premiere of a brand new Irish opera. The Invader, composed by Waterford's own Eric Sweeney with a libretto by poet Mark Roper, based on Euripides' The Bacchae, opens tomorrow night in the city, and in a break from rehearsals, I spoke to the words and the music. I've been reading that this is the first opera to open here since 1792, was it? What do you know about that opera?
Very little. It has disappeared. It'd be great to discover the score somewhere here in the Theatre Royal. It was written by a local composer who I think was a medical doctor at the same time. Absolutely no idea what it sounded like. But yes, this will be the first new Irish opera they've put on since 1792.
This is the 1100th anniversary of Waterford as a city. One of the things I think the Euripides play is about is what makes a good city, something that interested the Greeks enormously because, you know, they were among the first to actually build cities and think hard about them. Who do you admit into your city? Who should you try to keep out? How thick should the walls of your city be? And I think that's actually a very relevant question today in terms of issues like immigration.
Well, I've been through the minimalist phase and I suppose, well, post-minimalism. But these sort of terms I distrust. I think as soon as you label yourself, you're limiting yourself. I knew roughly how I wanted to go about it, that there would be certain themes, which could be very simple, little rhythmic motifs or a progression of chords, that I used in variation the whole way through, to give it a sense of unity. But then you don't want people to think, oh, why doesn't he vary that pattern, do something new with it? So that was a kind of challenge I set myself.
I think one of the big ideas I had, this is the first time I've written a libretto, and one of the ideas that I was really keen on is that the words wouldn't kind of stand out too much. I wanted them to serve the music, and I wanted them to serve the action. There's a huge amount of action in this opera, and a lot of the words are actually kind of instructions or directions for action. So the words, I think in this particular case, they're not trying to draw attention to themselves as wonderful words.
One of the things that minimalism did was to bring rhythm back as a major force in music. If you think of the post-serial composers, their music lacked any discernible rhythmic pulse, it lacked any sense of key, it lacked any sense of melody. So it's going back to using these basic elements of music, rhythm, harmony and melody, but in a new way. And I think that's the challenge for composers who want to try out that language. You don't want to end up as a clone of Philip Glass or Terry Riley or whoever like that. But it's a matter of discovering your own language. So in my case, I said I had written all the plink-plonk stuff and hadn't been very convinced by it. But when I was a music student many, many years ago, that was the sort of music that serious composers wrote. And it was a kind of expected language. So I think music is much healthier, it's much easier for postmodernist composers. It's much easier and it's much more difficult. It's much easier because no one can point the finger and say, oh, that isn't real new music. Everything is goes into the mix. You have to choose from traditional music, world music, jazz, popular, etc., etc. But the difficulty then is finding your own language so it doesn't end up as a mishmash of different styles.
There was one piece, so, you know, just talking about different techniques of music, where there's a quite long exchange between the king and the spirit, and Eric suddenly told me he was going to write this as a foxtrot, and in fact he said a sleazy foxtrot, and I assume this, you know, this is a technical term, and I was very impressed that he would have a categories of foxtrot in his mind, you know, from clean down to utterly depraved. This was going to be a sleazy one, but you're talking about different techniques. Here you are going back to, you know, presumably quite a well-known structure, form of music, but it comes, I think, when you see the opera, it comes as a real surprise, and you get the sense that even the composer was surprised at this point. And I always think, I certainly know it's true in poetry. If you get a sense in most good poems that at a certain point that the poet has been surprised because the words have led him somewhere or her somewhere he didn't know that they were going. And to me that's a wonderful thing that's happened. Suddenly here is this sort of dance form coming in, and everything really, really takes off into another dimension with it.
Librettist Mark Roper there, and before that, composer Eric Sweeney. Their opera, The Invader, featuring Telman Gazevsky, Joe Corbett, Natasha Jewell, Alison Browner, and an orchestra led by the RTE Contempo Quartet, opens tomorrow night at the Theatre Royal in Waterford, and there's another performance on Saturday before the production moves to Wexford Opera House on May 30th. Theatreroyal.ie and wexfordoperahouse.ie for tickets.